It's Wednesday, September 8th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Today, the Portland City Council will vote on whether to ban official city travel to Texas. The proposed ban would apply to city workers and officials and would also boycott the purchasing of goods and services from Texas. It's a response to Texas passing the country's most restrictive abortion law. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler says the ban would be in effect until Texas rescinds its law or it's overturned in court. Also in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott signed an elections overhaul bill into law that adds more voting restrictions. The new law empowers poll watchers, stops 24-hour voting locations and drive-through voting, and adds new requirements for voting by mail. Several voting advocate groups are already suing the state to get the law overturned. One of the largest Confederate monuments in the country is coming down this morning. The 21-foot bronze statue in Richmond, Virginia, depicts Civil War General Robert E. Lee riding a horse. It's expected to be cut into pieces before being hoisted off its pedestal. The granite base will be left in place. President Biden says this summer's extreme weather events should convince skeptics that climate change is real. Yesterday, the president toured flood-ravaged neighborhoods in the Northeast. He said climate change poses an existential threat to the nation and needs to be addressed. And tracking the coronavirus surge in Oregon, the Oregon Health Authority gave us the numbers from the long Labor Day weekend, counting more than 5,800 more cases and 54 more deaths. The state also reports that more than 1,100 COVID-19 patients are hospitalized, and there are 57 adult ICU beds still available throughout the state. Sandy Mayor Stan Pulliam is running for governor in 2022. Candidates can begin filing for the May primary Thursday. Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek also announced her intent to run. Current Governor Kate Brown is not allowed to run again because of term limits. Make sure to listen to all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network. Download and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
Town of Detroit. It is almost completely burned out. There's one or two restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire
and ice
and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
Three deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.